News, I'm Tommy McNeil. In the state of Richmond, Virginia, a gun rally, and Ralph Northam, the governor, who declared the state of emergency in advance of the rally, numbered in the tens of thousands, issued a statement saying that he is thankful that there were no acts of violence. Meanwhile, the event organizers say the fact that there was no violence at an event where many carried firearms demonstrates just how responsible and restrained most of the country's legal gun owners are. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti explains.
This is an unusual sight on the streets of an American city. But in the state of Virginia, carrying a gun in public is legal. This day, thousands of armed protesters arrived in the capital city, Richmond, to remind state legislators that the U.S. Constitution protects the right to have guns.
Second Amendment right, it's a natural right.
Concerned about violence from extreme and fringe groups, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declared a state of emergency and banned all guns from the grassy field around the Capitol, the site of the actual rally. Virginia used to be a reliably conservative state. That all changed in last November's election when Democrats won control of the state house and started passing gun control bills. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a speedy four-day calendar for opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial.
When the Senate convenes, it will vote on a four-page resolution outlining rules for the historic impeachment trial. It calls for 4 days of opening arguments, 2 days per side, and then senators get up to 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense. Then 4 hours are allotted for debate, and only then would there be a vote on whether or not to call witnesses. Democrats object. They say key witnesses